friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Why we pray before we open the Bible? It's so that we can have Jesus' Holy Spirit inside of us and to help us to understand what He wants to teach us. So let's go ahead and let's start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, open our eyes so that we can see the lessons that You want us to learn today. We love You. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. I am so glad that you joined me again. Last time, we talked about Jesus healing a man on Sabbath. The Pharisees were trying to trick Him, weren't they? Oh, you better believe it. And so they set a trap. But did Jesus fall for it? Well, He healed the man. But then He showed the Pharisees that they would be willing to help an animal out of a pit on Sabbath, but they weren't willing to help a man who is so much more important than an animal, and He kind of helped them to see where their priorities should be, didn't He? Well, today, we're going to continue on with the story. It is still Sabbath, and Jesus is still at the banquet, or at the feast that they put on and that they had invited Him to. Jesus looked around the room, and He loved every one of those lawyers and Pharisees who were there that Sabbath. He knew that they wanted to get Him into trouble. But He longed for them to believe in Him and to be in God's kingdom. They needed to see that they were making bad choices. You know, the best way to teach somebody is a story. I think of King David. King David had done something very wrong and very wicked, and nobody was willing to tell him that what he had done was wrong. But you know what? Nathan the prophet came in and he told David. But you know how he told him? He told him by a story. Stories are the best way to get people's attention, and I know I love stories. How about you? Well, as the people came into the room that day, Jesus had noticed that each one selfishly tried to get the best place at the table. Being selfish is wrong, isn't it? And you know what? It can end up being embarrassing, too. What if you choose a special place because you thought you were important, and the person in charge asked you to give your place to some more important guest? Well, that's what happened in this story that Jesus told. We're going to look up Luke chapter 14, verse 7 through 9. I want you to find the book of Luke. Now, we found it yesterday, so let's practice finding it again today. The more we practice finding books in the Bible, the easier it'll be. And pretty soon, it'll be a piece of cake for you to be able to find Bible verses and look them up. Luke is in the New Testament. It is the third book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. And we're going to go to Luke chapter 14. So the chapters are the big numbers in the books of the Bible. So look for 1, 2, 3. If you get too far, If you get to like chapter 20, then you need to go back towards the left, toward the beginning or the front of the Bible a little bit, just to find Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14, verses 7, that's the little numbers, 7 through 9. So he's telling a parable, right? Let's see what it says.
So he told a parable to those who were invited when he noted how they chose the best places, saying to them, when you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place, lest one more honorable than you be invited by him. And he who invited you and him come and say to you, give place to this man. And then you begin with shame to take the lowest place.
Jesus is telling a parable, and he realized that people were choosing where to sit at this feast based on how important they thought that they were. So if somebody thought that they were very super important, then they would try to find the best place at the table, and they would try to sit there. So Jesus told this story. What did he say? When you're invited by anyone to a wedding feast, where are we not supposed to sit? In the best place. Why is that? What does the Bible say? Why should we not try to sit in the best place?
And he who invited you and him come and say to you, give place to this man.
We shouldn't try to sit in the best place because what might happen? Somebody who's more honorable or who's more important than you, if they're invited, guess what's going to happen? The person in charge of the feast is going to walk up to you and say, hey, buddy, you're not supposed to sit there. Go sit over there. This is for this important person. How embarrassing would that be? Now, what does verse 10 and 11 say? Let's read verse 10 and 11. Luke chapter 14, verse 10 and 11. What was the advice that Jesus gave?
But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when he who invited you comes, he may say to you, friend, go up higher. Then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
So imagine this. If you walk into a special feast and you look around and you say, oh, wow, there's some really nice tables up near the front. Well, but that's for the family. Well, I'll go sit over here in the back. I'll let somebody else who's more important than me sit there. And then the person who's in charge of the banquet comes up to you and says, hey, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to sit here. Come up to the front. Come sit. Isn't that honorable? That was Jesus' advice. To be humble, and when you're humble, you will be exalted. That's something we should all remember, isn't it? Yes, it is. You know, being selfish and wanting the biggest and the best place, that reminds me of a story that I'm sure many of you have heard. It's about Robert. Robert was a boy who wanted the biggest and the best. He would sit down at the table and look over all the food on the table and figure out what was the biggest and what was the best, and he would always take it for himself. He thought so much of himself. Well, his mother was very concerned because this was getting to be quite a problem, quite an issue. And so she talked to her sister about it, and Aunt Mary said, I have an idea. You bring him to dinner. We'll do something special. So Mother brought Robert to the dinner. And Aunt Mary had a wonderful dinner. She had big potatoes, and she had pot pie, but it wasn't just any pot pie. It was like little mini pot pies for everybody to have their own. She had apples, and she had, best of all, these beautiful, huge chocolate truffles for dessert. Robert was so excited. He looked over the table, and he said, oh, yes. I know exactly what I want. I want the biggest potato. I want the biggest pot pie. I want the biggest apple. "Oh, I want the biggest truffle." And he was so excited because they were all his favorites. Well, when they passed the potatoes around, Robert got the biggest potato. And as he went to cut into it, guess what? It was raw. It was hard as a rock. It hadn't even been cooked. Oh, he couldn't even eat it. He was very disappointed. He's like, "My goodness, what happened to Aunt Mary? She's usually such a good cook. Why isn't this food better?" Well, he's like, "That's okay. That's all right. I'll have the best pot pie. It'll make up for it." When they passed the pot pie around, guess what? He took the biggest and he opened it up, and what happened? It was hollow. There was no filling in it. It was just crust. Now, I love crust, so I wouldn't have minded too much. But remember, he hasn't eaten anything yet. He was so disappointed. Oh, he's like, "Well, there's a really big shiny apple. Apples fill me up. I'm going to eat that." And he took a big bite of the biggest, shiniest apple in the bowl, and it was brown and mealy on the inside. It was nasty. He spit it out. Ugh! Everyone else seemed to be enjoying their meal. He looked around, and they were all fine. Ugh, he's like, "But you know what? Dessert will make up for all of it." When the truffles were passed around, he made sure to take the biggest, best-looking truffle. And as he bit into it, oh, it's so bitter. Have you ever had dark chocolate that's very, very bitter? It is nasty. It's so gross. Oh, it was awful. Oh, he was so disappointed. But everybody else was, they were enjoying their meal. Oh, he was so disappointed. Well, it was a very quiet car ride home, and he got to thinking about it. I wonder if it's because I took the biggest and the best. You know what? From then on, Robert decided he wouldn't be selfish. He would let others have the biggest and the best looking. That's just what Jesus wants us to do. He doesn't want us to be selfish and try to take the best for ourselves. It's natural to want to put ourselves first. That's our sinful nature. That's what we're born with. But with Jesus' help, we can look for ways to be unselfish and to put others first. I want to do that this week. How about you? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, come into our hearts. Take out our selfish hearts and give us hearts that want to share with others. That we don't try to get the best place, the best food, the best toys, but that we look for ways that we can help others to have happiness. Go with us today and give us your love. We love you. Amen. All right, our memory verse. "He who humbles himself will be exalted." That goes exactly along with our lesson today, didn't it? Well, let's go ahead and let's sing our memory verse. I bet you can start to sing along today. Are you ready?
Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Whoever exalts himself will be
story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.